listening. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. President Trump's inauguration fund now getting a boost from a pair of tech giants. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the GOP-led Senate needs to help the president establish his sprawling agenda on day one, from approving cabinet selections to paring down the federal government and reining in federal spending.
There are a whole bunch of items, you know, starting with securing the border, modernizing the military, you know, unleashing American energy, and then, of course, extending the Trump tax cuts. They're all part of President Trump's agenda. And what I've suggested is a route to, you know, secure a big early win that advances the president's agenda and that is crucial for national security.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, the South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved as early as this coming summer. The Supreme Court says it will take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's standards for vehicle emissions. The justices have agreed to hear the appeal filed by fuel producers who object to a waiver granted by the Biden administration to California 2 years ago. A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline in a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in this country. Judges on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit rejecting a request made by the company. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
Russian officials say a pair of oil tankers have taken heavy damage during a storm in the Kerch Strait, spilling oil and sparking an emergency rescue operation. One was carrying a crew of 13 and a cargo of fuel oil, running aground and had its bow torn off. The other one was also damaged in the storm and left drifting in the same area. The Kerch Strait separates the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula from Russia, and the strait is an important global shipping route providing passage from the Sea of Azov to the Black Sea. Australia's Prime Minister says five of his countrymen who have spent almost 20 years in Indonesian prisons for heroin trafficking have been returned to the country under a deal struck between the two governments. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the men had returned to the country today as free citizens. He thanked Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto for the men's release. They were amongst a gang of nine Australians arrested in 2005. News and analysis at townhall.com. The World Bank says Myanmar's economy is going to contract this year as flooding and fighting take a severe toll 4 years after the military ousted the government of Aung San Suu Kyi.
The bank said about a fifth of all built structures and a tenth of Myanmar's roads have been damaged by widespread flooding during a typhoon that swept through the country in September. It said fighting between the military and opposition forces remains fierce in some parts of the country, disrupting farming and manufacturing. Overall, it said the economy will likely contract 1% in annual terms in the April to March fiscal year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It works for Santa, but it's not going to work for you, buddy. A Massachusetts man trying to escape police shimmied down a chimney and got stuck. He was fleeing across rooftops and ended up having to be rescued by the very men who eventually arrested him with an assist from the fire department. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
The high today will approach 40 with periods of rain, and that rain will continue to fall tonight with areas of fog and a low in the upper 30s. It'll also be a wet Monday with scattered showers and a high temperature near 51. A slight chance for a shower early on Tuesday, then clearing will follow into the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you. These entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they're the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
If you're ready to retire or just thinking about retiring, Retire Smart Maryland Radio is your go-to. Now with another hour during the weekend, Retire Smart Maryland Radio, Saturdays at noon and again on Sundays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's stock markets. Retire Smart Maryland, your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Retire Smart Maryland, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I have got a few things to tell you. If you've got anything you want to talk to us about, give us a call. Our number right now is 410-922-6680. If you're in the middle of a transaction, if you've got a real estate question, if you're a real estate agent, if you just want to call and say hi and tell me how your sales and your buying experience is going, we'd love to hear from you. And if you don't, guess what? I'm going to tell you all about mine. It has been another wonderfully busy week. Yes, I know we're in the middle of December, and quote, nothing ever happens in December in real estate. That is not true. I've got a settlement I had this week. I've got one next week. I've got one that just came on the market. This is a good time to be in the real estate market. One of the reasons there aren't that many homes on the market right now, there are people who are just waiting until after the first of the year. If you have your house on the market right now, you'll be ahead of those people. And when somebody says, well, wait a minute, it's the end of January, why didn't your house sell? It was on the market around the end of the year. And you say, well, of course, everybody knows nothing sells around the end of the year. So again, if your house sells, it is a terrific market. If your house does not sell, it is a lousy market. I've got some homes that I just can't wait to tell you about and some that I really, really need. If anybody out there has any kind of a large, luxurious home, preferably with a swimming pool, I've got buyers who are looking for a large, big home, but they would like it to be in as-is condition. They know what they want to do, and they want to fix it up. So if you're thinking about selling a great big home with a swimming pool in the Baltimore area, I've got a buyer ready for that. We can purchase it as-is, and we can go right away. Think about that. If you know anybody who's even contemplating selling a large home with a swimming pool, I've already got that buyer for you. Also looking for a smaller house with, it could even be a couple bedrooms. We'd like to have one on the first floor. We'd like to have it as a garage, and we'd like it modestly priced, like about $400,000. If you've got a home that you think would meet this buyer's need, give me a call. Still looking for that farmland, minimum of 10 acres, must be near water. It could have buildings on it. It could have a house on it. It could have tenants on it. It could already be farmed, but not necessary. If you've got about 10 acres or anything above 10 acres, anywhere within an hour or so from Maryland, I've got the buyer for you right now. I want to tell you about a really special house that should be coming on the market probably in the next 3 weeks, maybe. We're getting it ready to come on the market, sprucing it up like we always do, deep cleaning and making it show ready. This is a large four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath, plus a den and an office. It has a two-car garage. It has a fenced yard. It's got a beautiful sun porch off the kitchen that's screened in. It's got a nice patio. It is the Jennings model, and that is in the park at Mount Washington off of Smith Avenue. There is a front porch. There's a couple of bay windows. It's got an open floor plan. There are hardwood floors. And one of the beautiful things about this home, if you need it, this home has accessibility. This home has an elevator discreetly hidden off of the den. Just looks like a closet door. A luxury size elevator goes right up to the second floor. Really, really works well if you've got family members, maybe older family members, maybe if you've got a sports injury, maybe if you have somebody who just needs that accessibility, maybe you've got somebody who comes to visit you or would like to visit you more but does not have that kind of accessibility. If you're thinking about a large home in the park of Mount Washington, I would love to tell you more about this house. Again, it will not be available until next month, and I would I'd like to just share more about it. It is this is in a neighborhood community where there is a pool, there's a homeowners association, there's a clubhouse, and again, if you're thinking about a large home, four bedrooms, three and a half bath, huge basement, and a two-car garage, give me a call. Now, one of the things I wanted to share with you about, I have people who are looking for homes, believe it or not, with very large, unfinished basements because they really want to make it their own. And the way to do that is not take somebody's who's already finished. They want this blank space that's full of potential, and just waiting for their vision. So don't think, I can't put my house on the market because the basement is not finished. There really are people out there who are looking for homes with that unfinished blank canvas. And here's some of the reasons they're looking for this type of property. They may want to make their own spa retreat down in the basement. Think about it. After a long day, you can have a luxury spa, maybe a sauna, maybe a hot tub, all the things that would allow you to relax and unwind. And it might become your favorite space at home. Also, maybe if you've got a home business for this type of thing, a massage, etc., this also makes for a wonderful studio. Also, this lower level, if you love to entertain, how about a personal bar, mini fridge, comfortable seating? That's what an unfinished basement will allow you to do. It could be your ultimate hangout spots for friends. It could be your man cave, she cave, he cave for the ball games. Just imagine hosting a game or casual nights together in a space designed just for fun. Another reason that people are looking for this unfinished space is they're looking for income-producing areas. And this might be the perfect thing to do an Airbnb. If you're looking for income, maybe you should consider converting that basement into an Airbnb unit. If it's got its own entrance and the necessary amenities, it could have a lucrative return on investments, and it still allows you to host travelers and make new connections. I had somebody who had an in-law suite in their home, and over the years, they used that to make updates to their home. And you might say, what is she talking about? Well, every time she wanted to do something special to her home, whether it was remodel her kitchen or put a new furnace or do major landscaping, what she would do is she would rent out that in-law suite, the separate apartment, which would bring her in enough income. She would rent it just for the amount of time that she needed to pay off that whatever project she was doing. And then the rest of the time, she could use it for friends and guests and family. So I thought that was a really good idea. You don't have to rent it all the time. But here's somebody who very wisely used their home to make their own improvements and to gain the proceeds from the rent to do that. So I just thought that was a really clever idea. If anybody has any stories about how you've done that, I would love to hear about that. Some of the other things, maybe you just want to have a game room, family and friends. There are plenty of people that like to get together now. Maybe you can transform that lower level into a game room. Just think of arcade games. Think of a pool table, maybe a home theater for those wonderful movie lights. Maybe it could be a big playroom or space. Maybe you might need it for homeschooling. What we're talking about here is homes that have unfinished basements and ways we can use it and why people would want it totally unfinished. If you're working from home, which many of us are, maybe it could be your home office haven. Lots of people, more than ever, working from home, and this lower level could be the perfect place away from the rest of the people in the house to focus on a special place for you to do all of your work or your play, because think of it, maybe it's going to be an art studio, maybe it's going to be a music studio, maybe it's going to be a private fitness zone. Many enthusiasts might envision a gym or a Pilates studio or dance space, and with the right equipment, you can create that personalized fitness area that caters to you specifically. Maybe you want to do it so that you can bring in your own outside trainers in to help you. Maybe you want to have a class in the house. And again, if you are a movie buff, well, of course, very, very easy converting your basement into that media room. That media room also winds up being good for giving presentations if you work at home. Again, pay attention when you're looking at a home that has an unfinished basement, or as I call it, a lower level ready to finish. Pay attention to the ceiling height. Pay attention to any natural light, whether the plumbing is existing, access how well it is insulated, all these things that you need to consider when you are thinking about finishing a lower level. And again, an unfinished basement can be a significant asset in your home search. Don't look at it as, oh, it's got an unfinished basement. If you've got a home with that unfinished basement, maybe that's the perfect place for somebody who's looking to make their own special home away from home in the lower level. The possibilities are endless. So, again, those of you who say, oh, that home doesn't even have an unfinished basement, that might be exactly what someone is looking for. And what we're looking for is you to continue listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. I have another home that I need. Listen up. I need a home not more than $700,000, three quarters of a million. That's a pretty round number. They really like homes with character. They also like mid-century modern. They'd like it to be, they're very flexible in the Baltimore, Mount Washington, Roland Park. I think they'd even consider going over toward D.C. They'd like a fireplace. They like to garden. They would like to have at least one parking space, one off-street parking space, and they have a dog. So it needs to be pet-friendly. If you've got an older home that has some character to it, that's under $750 in this Baltimore, Washington area, they particularly like stone and brick. If you've got any kind of a home like this, even if it's a luxurious townhouse in the D.C. or Roland Park area, give me a call. Again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And if you are looking for a specific type of property like this, give me a call after the show, and maybe I already have one of these properties that would suit you, or maybe I can mention it on the radio. And I thank the people who are calling me after the show, who are telling me that they may be selling their house, or their friend or their neighbor is ready to sell their house in a few months, describing it. And sometimes we already have that buyer ready, and we can make that match right away. It's kind of like matchmaking for real estate, which if you've been listening to me for a while, you do know that is something that I absolutely love. One of the properties that I have right now on the market, I think it's one of my very, very favorite properties of all time. I love the fact that it's very contemporary. I love the fact that it's got a huge, huge primary suite, which is just, you could live totally on the first floor, but it could be many rooms, or you just could have the luxury of that. You wouldn't have to go upstairs or downstairs for anything. However, you still have the upstairs for family, for company, with several primary suites upstairs, each with their own bathrooms. It's got a magnificent chef's kitchen with granite. It has decking all the way around so that each and every room from that first floor, whether it's the kitchen or the sunroom or the den or the living room or the bedrooms or the bathroom, all have access to this beautiful wooded outdoor decking. If you're interested in a contemporary home, parking for six cars, garage parking for six cars in a gated community, first floor master, a primary bedroom suite, again, beautiful sunroom, very contemporary, high, high ceilings and angles. Give me a call. This home is in the Stevenson area, 211-53. It is in a gated community off of Green Spring Valley, and the address is 1805 Bywoods. If you're thinking about this kind of a luxury contemporary home, give me a call. Again, if you are working with a real estate agent, make sure they call me so I can give them particulars on this house. If you're interested in seeing it, give me a call. If you tell me who your agent is, it would be my pleasure to call and give them more information. So that's a really, really special, unique home, you do know that I kind of thrive on unusual and especially contemporary homes. And if you're interested, I would like to help you with that. Another home that I have is sitting in the Stevenson area. It has four finished levels. It has, they took a fourth bedroom upstairs and made it into a very large primary bathroom suite, which has its own jetted tub, its own walk-in shower, two walk-in closets, a huge amount of storage, heated floors. It has an outstanding kitchen that has an addition, again, high ceilings, granite island, just really great. If you need a larger home, this is a total of about 5,000 square feet. If you add up all four levels, there is a two-car garage, side loading. There's a possible space right there for a third-car garage or an addition. It could be a sunroom. It could be an in-law suite. And there are two fireplaces in this property. Again, this is in the Stevenson area. Inside the Beltway at 7918 Winterset Avenue. Questions about this property, please don't hesitate. Please give me a call, and you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Another couple of units that I have are in a very special building. It's a co-op. It's the only co-op in all of Baltimore County. I have in this 11 Slade co-op, I have a penthouse, a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with a skylight, with a kitchen, large kitchen, with a couple of pantries, stainless steel refrigerator, of course, with an ice maker, double ovens, and there's a wall of windows in the living room, and it is a huge living room, has a glass door that leads out to the balcony that's 26 feet. If you're looking for a sizable co-op condo that's three bedrooms, two and a half baths, they are very hard to come by. Give me a call, laundry in the unit. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And again, if you're working with a real estate agent, the same thing, I'd be happy to share this information with them. In that same building, I also have a much smaller unit. I have a Bright studio, which is on the sixth floor. There are views from the whole wall of windows, plus it also has a private balcony. If you're thinking about a co-op, a small one, maybe it's just for you. Maybe you travel. Maybe you would like to come home and have this as your, quote, hotel room. Or maybe you have enough out-of-town company that you could put them up in this area. Maybe you could use it for your home office. So many ideas if you would like a studio co-op apartment in 11 Slade. If any of those things appeal to you, please give me a call. I'd like to talk to you more about them. Somebody said, tell me about real estate. Not so hard. It looks really pretty darn easy. I want to talk to you about what some problems can be. Let me give you an example about this property just this week. It is a home. It's a condo. And the interesting thing, there is a discrepancy. You need to, whenever you list a property, whenever you're selling a property, to make sure you take a look at those little tiny numbers, like the tax ID numbers. In real estate, you've got to read, you've got to tread carefully, especially when you're talking about different kind of older companies. condo units. Some of them have missed match numbers on the door. I have one that has a building that has the apartment number on the door absolutely does not align with the number on the tax record. What do you go by? It seems pretty simple that you could change it, but you cannot. It can produce significant complications. If you're not careful, you really could go sell the wrong unit. So it's best to have somebody who is seasoned, who understands the nuances. I know when I had this condo with the tax ID number different than the number on the door, if you would pull up the tax ID, you would get one property. If you would pull up the address, you'd get another property. And the one thing is to absolutely make sure you are aware of this situation. Make sure the buyer and the other agent is aware of this situation. And most important, when it does go to contract, that you make sure your title company knows that there are no mistakes made there. And again, I only know of one in all of my three decades that has this glitch, and it's just something that we need to know about, to be aware of, and again, to truly make sure that the title company is aware of this teeny tiny little number called a tax ID number, and make sure that tax ID number matches up with the owner of that unit. And again, this is where communication ensures a smooth closing. It's always important to double check these teeny tiny numbers. I think you're getting what I mean. They can be overlooked. You don't want to be in that situation. And if you're living in a condo, you might want to take a look at your tax record and your deed, and make sure that you understand everything that's there. Again, any questions about selling the wrong place? I know I had one agent, when I talked about this, said that they'd had this similar situation when they were selling lots, lots to build on, where the builder had actually sold the wrong lot. Because if you think about it, if you've just got a bunch of lots for sale and you don't have proper signage and you don't have mailbox already there, it could be a real situation to not get the lot you thought you were getting. So again, make sure if you're buying land to build on, make sure you look at the plat, make sure you confirm that the lot that you're buying is the one that you think you're buying. And again, if you're selling lots, you just cannot be too careful in this business to make sure that you don't have these kind of glitches. And there are many of them. There are so, you know, it looks really easy. Real estate looks so simple. And I'm going to tell you more about that after we step out and take a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. From Baltimore, Maryland, this is Margaret Rome, and our call-in right now is 410-922-6680.
It will be a wet end of the weekend on this Sunday as some rain moves in and the high hits 40 as winds continue out of the east. Then rain will increase in coverage tonight, and there may be areas of fog forming with a low of 39. Some more showers will move through on Monday to start off the week with a high of 51. Rain continues into Monday night with a low in the mid to upper 40s. Warmer temperatures on Tuesday. Any rain should push out early, and then some sunshine will break through the clouds into the afternoon hours with winds out of the west at a high close to 61. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to ToysForTots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let's say that I go down to Washington tomorrow and I knock on Chuck Schumer's door and say, I am Sean Casey and I identify as a U.S. Senator. What are they going to do? Some strange reason we don't do that when people wake up and say, I'm another gender, or I feel like another gender,
or I'm a cat.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Kim Glasick Show.
It kills me about those who say, oh, we got to get the rich to pay their fair share. What about the others that don't pay their fair share, that are spending our tax dollars like it's water? How about those people? Are we never to expect them to pay their fair share? Are we going to sit here? Are we going to continue to support them while we yell at the top 1-2% that they should pay their fair share? Everybody should pay their fair share if that's the case.
The Kim Glasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. A few minutes ago, we were talking about the wrong number, or the number not matching the number on the tax ID. I just got a message from my friend George Soto, and he says that several years ago there was a new condo complex built, and he's in Middletown, Connecticut, that all the condos had been numbered incorrectly. And the mistake was not discovered until a few years later. All of the condo owners were living in the wrong condo. It costs several thousands of dollars to correct that mistake. Boy, I would like to hear more about that. Can you imagine if you were living in a condo and all the condos were numbered incorrectly? So it doesn't just happen here in Baltimore once in a while. Here's somebody in Connecticut that had this same exact situation, but it wasn't discovered. These people lived in their condos for 2 years. And so basically, think about it. You're living in a home that you don't own. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, one of the many things that I am finding when I am talking to buyers, when I am talking to sellers, that when I am thinking about talking to you, if you're thinking about listing your home, I ask you lots of questions like, what do you really like about the house? What caused you to purchase this house? And ask all the family members that. Also, ask, well, why are you leaving? What don't you like about the house? Many, many times that what something that you might not like about your house may be exactly what a buyer is looking for. And I've got some examples of that. So that an obstacle for one could be a selling point for another. So when you've got those potential negative aspects when touring a home, think about who it might work for. I've learned to look beyond those first impressions. I've learned to listen to the people who say, oh, this, you know, my house is in, the kitchen is too small and, you know, I only have two bedrooms on the first floor. All of these kinds of things. But sometimes that reveals that exactly what you have is exactly what somebody else is looking for. Think about it. You might say, I live in a ranch house. It doesn't have any steps. I've got very little storage. I don't have a basement. Well, somebody may really enjoy that house and it would be exactly what they're looking for. Living on one floor, it would be like living in a condo without the condo fees. They'd have their own private home, but it would all be on one level. Other things people say, oh, nobody buys a condo on the first floor. Well, yes, they do. First of all, anybody who's looking at a condo on the first floor is only going to look for, they're interested in that first floor. If they're not, why would they come look at a first floor condo? So don't give yourself away and say, oh, this is going to be hard to sell because it's a first floor. Many people, believe it or not, have phobias about getting on an elevator. They don't want the steps. They want to have immediate access to outside. So there's a reason to, for someone who might want to sell or purchase a first floor condominium or a first floor co-op kind of thing. Other things like I've heard people say, well, it doesn't have a balcony. That's really a negative. Well, it might not be for everyone. Sometimes maybe the people who are working, they just don't want the maintenance that a balcony would take, because most people with a balcony are going to put furniture out there. It's going to put plants out there. It's going to take some upkeep to it. And it's actually perfect for some busy professionals who just don't want that outdoor area to clean up. The other thing, usually if you're in a building that does not have a condo, you usually get more square footage. So again, somebody may absolutely not want that condo because it doesn't have the balcony. Somebody else who may have the fear of heights would think that to be a real positive to have that property without that balcony. Other things like I have somebody right now who's negotiating, and he's saying, well, the house on that block, that one has a pool and that one has a pool. Well, having a pool is only an asset if the person who's buying the house wants a pool. For many people, they do not, or a pool would be totally against what they want. In fact, I've seen people take these big, beautiful swimming pools and fill them in and plant over it. So a swimming pool, if you want a swimming pool, is an asset. A swimming pool, if you don't want a pool, is just the opposite. So when you are looking at comparables and you say, oh, well, this house should sell more, it's got a swimming pool, you better look at your pool of buyers, because they may say, don't ever show me a house with a pool. I have others who say, don't ever show me a house without a pool. And it's interesting that it depends on who you're talking to. If you are listening to someone and they're at your house and your house has an in-ground swimming pool and they say, but we didn't want one, I'm going to tell you up front, people do not come to look at houses with pools that do not want pools, just like they don't look at first floor condos if they don't want a first floor condo. I'm going to tell you about some more of these hurdles after we come back from the break. Again, you're listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate, and my call-in number after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number, leave me a message, or you can check out all of my properties at margaretrome.com. I was telling you more about when I go to speak to somebody who has an unusual home, or someone who thinks that one of the features in their home is going to be a detriment to selling. Go back and think when you bought your home, or any of your homes. What did you like about it? What sold you the property? What didn't you like and how you overcame that? Again, we talked about swimming pools. If somebody loves your house enough and it has a pool, they will fill that pool in and they will take that off of the price. Again, somebody who has to have a pool only looks at homes that has pool or homes that are accessible to putting a pool in. Some of the other things that I've encountered, you've heard me talk about this before. I had a home that the other agents would not take because the house was on the railroad tracks. Well, guess what? We found, I emphasized the railroad tracks. I emphasized that you could clock the trains going by and see if they were on time. And somebody says, you'll never sell that house. It's on the railroad tracks. Well, I guess you know that you don't say never to me. And what I found was a retired conductor who thought he won the lottery. He was so happy to be on those near that railroad track that he paid the full price for that house and thought he had just got the best buy of the century. So that's what I'm saying. Most people, no, you don't want to be on the railroad track. You don't want to be right on the beltway. You don't want a home with the swimming pool. You don't want a home without a swimming pool. You don't want a home that's on a busy street. Well, guess what? There are people who do want a home on a busy street, and you may say, why? Think they're people who may not drive. They might want to be close to public transportation. Also, if it's a busy street, maybe there's shopping right there. Maybe there's grocery stores. And these people who are not driving or who choose not to drive or only have one car can make this property work for them so that that makes the house desirable for them. So when somebody says, you don't want to live there, it's on a busy street, somebody does. You drive up and down busy streets. Guess what? All of those houses have occupants in them. Everybody has bought a home that was on that busy street. And just like with things like end of townhouses, some people will say, only show me, I'm only interested in an end of group townhouse. I must have an end of group townhouse. I need the little bit of extra land around it. And I have people that say, I do not want an end you ground townhouse. I want an interior townhouse. And their reason is a little different. Their reason is because you've got walls around you as opposed to the end of group, which has an exposed wall. They are figuring that their heating air conditioning bills are going to be less. So again, there are so many different reasons why some people would want a certain feature and others don't. I mean, just look at the different kind of heating options. There are people who say, I have to have gas heat. I have to have a heat pump. I have to have a fireplace. I don't want a fireplace. I want oil heat. I don't want oil heat. Every single person seems to have a preference for what they are looking for. And my one last one that I want to share with you is I have been told you cannot sell a home that is next to a cemetery. Believe it or not, there actually are people who are looking for that. Have any questions about buying a home on or near a cemetery, give me a call. I'll share some more of these stories. You have been listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome with Home Rome Realty. My call-in number, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. We will see you next week, All About Real Estate.
Merry Christmas, Maryland!
Happy holidays to all. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part? Over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, there's no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com. today.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.